From English Mojo.
The President of France has walked out of Europe over English. I am beginning to love the French, and Monsieur Chirac most of all. That country cannot stop butting heads with the English language, and providing English Mojo with some really great material. Where is the problem coming from? Not from the average Frenchman. Your typical Henri is happy enough to pick up and use heaping gobs of English. No, the conflict seems to emanate from an element inside the French government. Somehow it continues to fight a war that has already ended. It seems that ever since Napoleon was packed off to his cold, dark island, the French battle machine has never recovered, and French attitude has been trying to make up for it. We can't forget that English has long been a thorn in the side of Gallic pride. And that's odd, considering the large role that France played in the development of the English language. A little background makes the current language scandals all the more absurd. English started when packs of Germanic tribes from Northern Europe overwhelmed the original Celtic-speaking folks of what was to become England. They laid the language groundwork. Then, some centuries later, and about 1,000 years ago, the Normans crossed the Channel and conquered the whole shebang. Then, for about 300 years, the mighty kings of England spoke only French. As you can imagine, a multitude of French words found common usage. Inflections were lost, and Middle English was the result. Really, the French gave the world the language of Shakespeare, or at least a good chunk of it. Even today, about 35 to 40% of English words are French in origin. So what's the problem? Okay, native English speakers can't pronounce French words in the French way. So what? Most French can't even pronounce the word the in English. What is the real issue here? You can describe it in two words. They are lingua franca.
More at EnglishMojo.com.